The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 3, Episode 8, It's a Wonderful Lie. Written by Stephen Kallenberg, directed by Kristen Megan Burnside. Also starring Aaron Brewer, Jim Brown, Zach Brown, Jaden Fine, Emily Kallenberg, Amy Parrish, and Arlene Spencer.
Living in a world they don't recognize, captured in Arcadia, dragged before the Magister and Liliana, I think it's safe to say that this was
definitely not part of my plan.
You have been brought before me to answer for your capture in the Hall of the Sagas. Indeed, your very presence in Arcadia intrigues me. I've never seen you before, and I would like to know what business you think you have here.
What do we do? We're dead for sure.
Let me do the talking. Don't mind us, Mr. Magister. We were just sightseeing and—
Sentinel, shut him up.
You do not speak, except at the will and mercy of the Magister.
Hey, stop it! He can't breathe! You wanted an explanation, and he was giving it. Why ask if you won't let him speak?
Shh! Can't you see your friend is struggling to breathe?
Release him.
Mind your own tongue, human, or we shall feed it to your friend on a dog platter.
Enough, Sentinel.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I wish to hear your excuses. Speak, humans.
We're looking for our friends. We got... separated.
Oh? And you sought them out in the Hall of the Sagas? What a studious bunch you must be.
How is it that you know about Arcadia?
We don't, actually. We just stumbled on this place by accident. We have no idea who you are or what kind of magical world you rule. Did you say Arcadia? We were just looking for our friends in the arcade. Easy mix-up. We'll just be on our way and forget everything we know about magic and butterflies and stuff.
You are lying.
Deception at this point would be unwise.
Nope, not lying. I was all distracted playing Tekken, and then Thomas was all like, ooh, let's play some...
Madden.
Yes, the arcade classic. Madden. Anyway, and then we were like, whoa, where are our friends? I thought they were with Thomas thought they were with me, and then we got hungry and we were like, ooh, soft pretzels.
Inquisitor Aelsha.
He speaks true, incredibly.
Yes, but why is he winking?
Whoa, major deja vu.
This happened before?
I guess fate, finds a way.
This is absurd. Human, how is it you can deceive an Inquisitor?
You seriously think I can trick you? I mean, look at me.
So you understand my incredulity.
I am inclined to not bother with the answers, and just kill them.
This isn't working, Alfie. We need a better plan. Fast!
But then you would never know, would you?
Know what?
How we did this. Walked right into Arcadia, found the Hall of the Sagas. Go ahead and check to see if we came in the front doors. I'll wait.
Listen to me, worm.
I mean, this is the Unseelie Court? We strolled right in through a door you weren't even watching, moseyed our way into your sacred hall of records. You think anyone who could do all that would allow themselves to be captured by your sentinels? Unlikely. Unless that was their plan all along.
He speaks true.
Alfie, what are you doing?
No. Let him continue. My interest is piqued.
As is my own.
Your changeling trainer, the Irish one, goes by Shaylee, strangely with no last name.
What about her?
She hired us, but she needed to test us first. Our ability to stand up to scrutiny and danger. So she wanted us to get brought before you, because you're the most dangerous and... scrutinous?
Yeah, actually, that's a word.
Most dangerous and scrutinous people she knows.
That is a bold move for a trainer of changelings.
I respect boldness. Humans, you have proven your capability. Now, you will leave Arcadia through a main entrance, and know that your novelty is not such that it will help you survive a second visit to Arcadia.
I feel safe in saying you will never see us again.
Bye. And nice to see you, Liliana.
You will just let them go?
Not just. I have summoned the trainer. I have questions for her.
Good. As do I. And I believe I will be keeping an eye on these humans.
Alfie, how did you do that? Lie to them and make them believe it.
Oh, you got me. But if it's going to keep working, I'm going to keep doing it.
At least you got us out of there alive. But we're at another dead end. The Hall of the Sagas was a bust, and we have no idea how to restore the world.
I have an idea, but we need to try to find a way to contact Shaylee. Do you think her phone number still works?
Who the hell are you two?
I'm starting to feel like Will Ferrell in Stranger Than Fiction.
How do you know me, Will Ferrell?
Shaylee, it's... he won't remember anyway. I'm Thomas, and this is Alfie.
Who do you think you are to just name-drop me to the Magister? You're not Denny Fitches, I recognize.
I'm going to fast-forward through a lot of confusion, okay? We were trying to stop the Norns of Fate in our larger plot to save the world, but instead the timeline was changed. In the real world, we're all friends.
In... the real world. Right. I'm dealing with two myth heads.
He's telling the truth, Shaylee. How else would we know you?
I can probably come up with 100 better answers than the timeline was changed.
Oh, there's a lot that we know, so in case you need more convincing, let's see. You wear your clothes inside out to hide from the hidden people. You train changelings to face their fetches when they're released to reclaim. You're macking with Mac in our world, but you used to date Emma. Oh, and just a heads up, if you ever run into her at a museum in Ireland, it's gonna be hella awkward.
How do you know all this? You're spying on me!
We told you, the world isn't right. McKenna, my sister, your girlfriend, was erased from it. We need to undo what happened and restore her.
You think your sister is my girlfriend?
Well, not now, because she doesn't exist, but she's supposed to be your girlfriend.
Shaylee, McKenna freed you from your contract and killed the Magister.
That's impossible.
We just need you to get us access to Dane's records so we can search for a way to undo what happened.
You know about Dane, too.
Wait. Oh, shit! Dane's alive!
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fine, but this doesn't mean I believe you. Come on.
That was quick. What did the Magister want?
Dane! Good to see you in the living flesh.
I'll be right back. I need to get the other one. Watch him.
What is happening?
Oh, timeline got altered. You're going to help us fix it.
The fuck?
Hi, Dane. I'm Thomas. This is Alfie. It's nice to finally meet you in person. We've heard a lot about you.
What the flying fairy fuck?
Mostly good things, don't worry.
Okay. Hi, Shaylee. What did you do? Do my security protocols mean nothing to you anymore? Why do these people know my name?
Trust me, I've asked the same question.
They're not new trainees?
Not exactly. They were in Arcadia.
Not making me feel any better.
You need to hear this. Get your wild theories ready, Dane.
Oh, not again. I take my research seriously, and I hate when you pretend to believe me.
This one might, and I stress might, be real. They're from the future or something?
Well, not the future. I think we're actually in the present, but the world is different. The Norns of Fate were rising, and somehow they eliminated Mac from the past, and only Thomas and I know it.
Like, It's a Wonderful Life.
Finally! Somebody gets it! Yes, Mac is our George Bailey.
Wow. Okay, start from the beginning. I need everything. Okay, so I think that since this McKenna was at the center of the circle at the climax of the ritual, she got accidentally erased as if she had never existed. Doesn't look like that was the plan, though. And since you two were inside the circle with her, you stuck around as yourselves.
All of that is in your archive?
There's a surprisingly large amount of information about the Nornir. I guess they're popular among researchers. Of course, none of it specifically deals with altering the entire timeline.
Is there anything similar, just on a smaller scale?
I found an account of, quote, fate swallowing someone whole.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too far off.
Can it be undone?
Supposedly it can, but you need to perform a ritual.
Ooh, let me guess. We have to recreate the exact conditions of the original ritual, but perform them in reverse.
No. You need to convince fate that the world is wrong now without your friend. You need to collect her legacy and present it at the site of the original ritual. So I guess that part's similar. If you do this, it might overwrite what happened, canceling out the original ritual that erased her.
What does that mean, collect her legacy?
It's all superstitious bollocks. Intentionally vague so it sounds mysterious and magical.
It isn't as arcane as it sounds. You just need to gather stories of the impact she had, or didn't have in this case.
So we get people to talk about their lives without McKenna. The ways they're different because she never existed.
That's ridiculous.
It's actually not. It sounds a lot like a ritual we performed to switch back to our bodies after we formed a magical bridge between worlds and got our consciousnesses all jumbled.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. This is all theoretical, and the more you talk, the more I'm pretty sure you're both clinically insane.
Thank you!
I say we get started now. Shaylee, Dane, you get to go first.
No. No, I'm not giving you personal information.
You don't have to give us any new info. We already know your secrets. Well, the ones you shared with us. Just... Oh, this is gonna be really hard, Thomas.
Let's try it differently. Shaylee, in the real world, you're freed from your contract and the Magister is dead.
So you told me?
How would that feel to you, to be free from the Hidden People?
Glorious. But while we're playing make-believe, I would also like a date with Beyoncé.
In the real world, you fell in love with McKenna after you saved her life. And she saved yours. She killed the Magister after she found out she was a halfling, like Dane.
Excuse me?
don't worry, we won't tell anyone.
Nobody else knows that. There's no way you could have known that. Unless...
Shaylee, what would you give to be free? To have friends who care about you and a girlfriend who loves you?
Anything. I would give anything, everything. But... you're saying one person can do all of that?
She can.
I've been doing this for so long that it felt permanent. This is now my life. I don't even know who I'd be if things changed. But I don't fucking care. If you're right, if things could be different, how else can I help you?
You already have. Though a few steps sideways might help us speed up the process. But before we go, I think Dane could help with the ritual.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay, so let's see. We weren't there for any of it, but I'm sure Mac had a big impact on your life, too. Oh.
What?
Wait. When we first mentioned Dane, you said he was alive. You said it like you were surprised.
Well...
Hold the goddamn phone! Am I dead in your world?
It's not our world, it's the real world. This isn't like a parallel universe thing.
I don't give a shit. I'm dead there?
Well,
fuck this. I can't believe I helped you.
Wait, Dane, I know that this is a shock.
You think?
We've lost people in our struggle to make the world a better place. Another friend, Ron, was also killed as a result of actions we took. He's probably still alive now. Unless he would have died by some other means, but Shaylee's died twice.
What?
But McKenna brought you back both times, better than ever.
Supposedly more symmetrical, though I don't really see it.
And unfortunately, we also lost you, Dane. You died working to save my sister. And the chain of events eventually led to McKenna having the realization that she could take down the Unseelie Court. If you hadn't died, the Magister and Liliana might still be terrorizing the world.
Seriously?
You're a big damn hero, Dane. Your sacrifice was not in vain.
And your legacy lives on. Your research and videos helped us stop a monster that would have killed a lot of people. You are not forgotten. To say that your sacrifice saved thousands of lives would be understating it.
That's... really?
Always said you were a hero.
You never said I was a hero.
Well, I've thought it. Still counts.
So, if you pull this ritual off and you restore McKenna, I'll just instantly be dead? I won't even know these last few months.
I'm really sorry, Dane.
I wish we could have met you before that, but I'm glad we got to meet you today.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, most people don't get to go down swinging and have such an impact. I suppose I should be grateful.
You're allowed to feel however you feel.
I'll stay with you, Dane. You don't need to do this alone.
No. They need you to step them to more people who knew McKenna. I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Guess I have to be, right?
Where are we going?
Nyssa?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Shay. Wait. I love you.
I'm going to miss you, partner.
the goodbye she never got in the real world. She won't remember it, but she'll hear tell of it. A little closure can go a long way.
Jeremy, hold my calls for the next half hour. There's a bug in one of our updates, and the morons in the tech team can't figure it out. I'm going to fix it myself so I can justify firing them. And use a coaster for your water. That's real mahogany. You're the fifth receptionist I've hired this year, and the second this week. If I have to tell you again, there will be a sixth. Got it? Don't apologize. Just do it. Oh my god. You scared me. How the hell did you get past my security?
Your rug is a perfect circle.
That doesn't answer my question. What are you doing here? Alfred and Thomas. Twice in 2 days. Careful, third time is either a charm or a pattern, in which case I call the authorities.
We need to talk to you, Nyssa.
Well, make an appointment.
It won't take long, and it's important.
So am I.
Just listen to them.
And who the fuck are you?
I'm just the chauffeur.
You two should save up to afford a better driver. One who doesn't wear mismatched clothes that are inside out.
You said I'm friends with her in the other world.
Believe it or not.
God, you're all on meth, aren't you?
My first instinct, too.
Nis, we just need...
Yeah, I'm done with this. Whatever handout you're looking for, it won't come from me.
Wait, we just need to interview you.
Interview me?
Oh, yes, for the yearbook.
What?
He means for the High School Alumni Association, which contains many former yearbook staffers.
You do know that high school was 10 years ago, right?
Right. So the 10-year anniversary is this year. We're following up with the most successful grads from Conley High.
Oh. So why are you here, Thomas? It was your sister who was in my grade.
Oh, she's busy with the flu, so I'm filling in.
Well, I don't have a lot of time. How long would this interview take?
Just a few minutes.
All right, get to it.
Great. So can you tell us about your life since elementary school?
Christ, that'll take hours, not minutes. And shouldn't you be recording this? Or taking notes, at least?
Oh, my phone is recording.
In your pocket.
Yep.
Maybe just get to the point, you two.
Nyssa, what does SIF Technologies do?
Well, we provide security solutions. Our services can increase employee productivity and minimize time wasted. With our patented software, SIFCON 1, we also can assess the potential risk incurred by employees by investigating their financial history, online behaviors.
So you snoop into people's private lives to see if they're a threat to some CEO's bottom line?
That is a gross mischaracterization.
And financial history? Are you targeting poor people?
Of course not. But people who are stretched thin financially are a greater liability in terms of shrink and fraud.
Minus would say that the companies should be paying them more so they weren't stretched so thin.
I am not your Nyssa.
I think we're getting a good idea of the impact McKenna had on Nyssa.
Impact? I barely spoke to your sister.
Wrong McKenna.
You know what? I've returned to my meth hypothesis.
Is that enough? Did you get what you needed?
I hope so. Nyssa isn't as bad off here as you, Shaylee, but this isn't Nyssa. She isn't a champion of the helpless anymore.
Jeremy, send security to my office immediately. Extreme prejudice.
Come on, let's go.
I'm sorry you're going to lose your big company, Nyssa, but you would hate you if you could see you.
I am my favorite person, Alfred, and I've already forgotten about you. What the fuck?
would have been a lot more dramatic if she didn't need to take us one at a time.
Uh-huh.
Wait for it. Bye, Nissa.
I make the money, I decide where to spend it. Ugh. I don't owe you a damn thing.
Such an asshole.
Sam. Hi, Ara. Are you okay?
What are you doing here?
We came to see you.
Please don't. You shouldn't be here. If he sees you again, just leave me alone.
We just need to talk to you for a minute. About your life.
Do you know what he'll do to me if he sees you here?
I'm sorry, we won't stay long. But I just wanted to tell you, you're an amazing human being, and you deserve so much more in your life. You deserve a place of your own, you deserve to be happy, and you certainly deserve more than him.
Why are you acting like you know me? We went to the same school, but that's it. You don't know my life.
I know more than you might think. It wouldn't make sense if I told you, but you remind me of someone else. And she's the most incredible person I know. She's brilliant, kind, courageous, and strong. I know what you came from, your past, what you've had to deal with your whole life, and I still see that same strength in you. I should have been there for you years ago, and I wasn't. I'm sorry. But it will get better.
I don't understand. What are you even saying?
Just that we're gonna make this all better for you.
I don't need shit from you.
Do you think you could maybe tell us about your life? Especially the parts about not becoming a detective?
What? How did you know I wanted to be a detective?
Can you just tell us a little about that? Maybe about your life with Jacob?
Fuck you both!
Sam! Get in here and clean this glass up!
Get out of here, or he'll be coming out with the sawn off.
That didn't work at all.
I disagree. She didn't give us anything, but your soliloquy on Sam was beautiful. And it was all about how different she turned out without McKenna. Well, without you, but that's because you didn't have Mac. Ugh, this is all very confusing.
I guess since we're in Conley, we should, you know.
I know you've been avoiding thinking about her.
Everybody else is worse off, Alfie. Shaylee, Nissa, Sam. Well, maybe not Dane.
No, Dane being alive is definitely better for him.
But our friends. McKenna's absence made their lives so much worse. But the other McKenna, her life is amazing. She has family, she has love. All the things she always wanted.
This world isn't right, Thomas. Fixing it won't make every individual's life better. But remember what you told Dane. Mac being here will save thousands of lives.
But at what cost?
I know, believe me. I don't know what happens to all these people if we fix the world. Does this Sam just cease to exist? Does this Dane die anyway? Are we killing an entire world to restore one?
I don't know.
All I know is that this place is wrong. I'm not big on the greater good. Whichever world is more good is irrelevant. We have to go with the one that we know is right.
I know.
Come on. We just have to do this. not a great start.
Hello? Sorry, I was just taking Moira here for a walk. Can I help you?
Hi, McKenna.
Thomas and Alfie and a woman I've not met yet. Hi, I'm McKenna. Are you a friend of Thomas's?
No. I mean, sort of? I'm Shaylee.
Nice to meet you, Shaylee.
She's my girlfriend.
Well, not her exactly, but her identical twin.
Really?
Thomas, what are you doing back again?
Look, before you call the police or the rehab center or whatever, please give me a chance to explain. Give us all a chance to explain. We need your help.
Thomas, you know I can't do that. We want to help you. We really do. But Mom and Dad made me promise to never give you money again.
We don't need money. We just need you to tell us something.
Tell you what?
Could you tell us about your relationship with Mom and Dad? And with me?
I don't understand. You know all about that. Why would you make me say it?
It's just... it's part of my treatment plan.
Oh, okay. I don't want to upset you, Thomas.
You won't. I promise.
But you have to be honest, even if you think it will upset him.
I mean, if it will help, you know I would do anything to help you. Okay. Well, Dad is my best friend. Always has been. We do theater together. He designs the sets and I act. He always tells me I'm good at accents. He also taught me how to bake. We make a big breakfast for dinner every Sunday.
I always loved breakfast for dinner.
Mom and I get along great. She's Mom, but I know she loves us. She's just got a hard shell. She's such a hard worker, so driven. I try to be like that. And you, I love you, Thomas. Always have. I know some things in life haven't gone your way, but they can always get better. You're looking really good right now. Not too skinny, and your eyes are brighter. My biggest regret in life is not being there for you more than I was. I tried, but I never knew what you needed when you were around. But it's not too late. We can start over. We will always be family.
Thank you, McKenna. I will never give up on you.
Well, okay. And I won't give up on you.
We'll be family again. I love you.
I love you too, little bro.
You give me hope for someone else I know.
We have to go now, McKenna. I'll see you again.
You know I'm here for you, Thomas. Make sure to be there for yourself.
Stonehenge, the site of the original ritual. They've completed their quest, but as McKenna would say, if she existed, what else could go wrong?
Well, we've collected stories of McKenna's legacy, and we're back here. So what now?
Dane was intentionally fuzzy on that part.
No, don't worry. I got this. Oh, mysterious fates, we beseech thee, hear our tale of McKenna Thorne, unjustly erased from reality. Know her legacy, and restore her!
Where did that come from?
Oh, I've got lots more ideas if this doesn't work. I haven't even gotten to the part about the butterfly effect or the lunar eclipse.
Is he always like this?
You mean full of ideas and often right? Yes, and yes I am.
I don't think I would be friends with any of you.
Shh. He grows on you.
What the hell is that?
It kind of sounds like the ritual the cult was doing.
But it's quieter. And nothing else is happening. Did we do something wrong?
Maybe we didn't collect enough of her legacy. Who else could we track down? Riley?
We could find my parents. I didn't want to because I don't think I could bear losing them again, but if that's what it takes...
Where are they? I can take you there and back and just... just a... few...
Shaylee? What's wrong?
Few...
Shaylee!
Pity. Now we'll need to prepare a new trainer.
Liliana, what the hell? Why would you do that?
Do you believe that humans can understand our motives? It is not that they are too far-reaching or complex. It is that they would not even resemble what you would call logic.
I think we have another word for what motivates you.
Oh, and what would that be? Cruelty? Darkness? Pure evil?
How shocking to see that you memorized that page in the thesaurus.
What is it that you are doing here? What is this ritual you perform? A summoning of some kind?
What are we doing here? Do you believe that hidden people can understand our motives? They're not too complex. You're just too stupid.
Well, I only need one of you to tell me.
Oh, so you're just gonna murder us, like you murdered Shaylee, because you don't care about anything but yourself. Not in this world, anyway. The Liliana that could care about her daughter never existed. Not without Mac.
Daughter? I have no daughter.
You could have. And you would have sacrificed your life for hers.
You know nothing of me.
Only Mac could make an evil fairy queen feel empathy. I think that should finish off the legacy.
Liliana draws her knife and presses it to Alfie's neck.
Let us see how far this so-called empathy gets you.
Alfie!
Alfie grabs at the knife, just as the world goes dark.
What is happening? Where are the Nords?
Did we do that?
Figure it out later. Run now.
McKenna!
You did this.
Time to go, boys.
Thomas! Alfie! Oh, thank you, goddess.
Husband! Hi!
Riley! Nyssa! Wait, I need to be sure. Nyssa, what's SIFCON 1?
What are you talking about, weirdo?
Nothing. Timeline is back to normal.
Alfie... thank you. Thank you for helping us fix things.
Fix things? Did we miss something?
What happened to the cult? Did the Norns rise?
I think it started, but then there was this... like some kind of ripple and darkness, as if the sun went out for a second.
We didn't see anything like that.
After that, the ritual fizzled out.
Dane said our Save Mac ritual would overwrite the Raise the Norns ritual.
Dane said?
Save Mac?
We have a lot to tell you.
Alfie, wait. Is that...
Oh, Liliana's knife? Yeah, I had it in my hands when the ritual happened. I guess I brought it back with me into the real world.
The real world? You really do have a lot to tell us.
Let's get home and away from that old one. Then you can tell us all about it.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editors Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production, McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.